Hello friends, this is Tramel again. I just wanted to speak to you guys again and just kind of put some more things on record. I kind of woke up this morning with some things on mind, and I just wanted to share. Maybe some things you've heard before. If so, that this will be a good reminder. And if you've never heard this, this will be a good learning. But what I just want to share real fast is just this, well, let me pray real fast. So Father, in Jesus' name, just thank you for the hearers. Thank you for those who, you have allowed to just have the ability to, get access to this. And I just thank you for that. I just ask you to have your way. We just ask you to release your power, release your anointing right now in Jesus' name, and let it begin to go and minister into the homes and into the lives of those who hear this, that it would do and produce great effect for where it needs to be applied in Jesus' name. Bless. Amen. Okay, so friend, here's some things that just getting right into it, just going right in. Here's some things that was just on my mind. So we're talking about, this podcast is about the love of God. This thing is about his talk, the real Jesus talk, honestly, is just his love for you. There's different levels and ways of that. But what we want to talk about today is just words. So there's a scripture in the Bible that says this: out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? Another one says, what's in a man's heart comes out his mouth, right? So the heart seems to be very important because it's got what's real. And though people lie, though people even tell the truth, no matter what's going on, what's in your heart will come out some type of way. And what's important is, you know, a lot of times we spend a lot of time with frivolous conversations and just idle talk and just different things that we should or should not say. Not that everything is wrong that doesn't, you know, sound like God. Or, you know, like, I like sports, I like basketball, I like American football, I like just different things, you know. I'm learning a little bit about rugby, you know. I like to glance at the highlights of baseball, you know. That can be good talk, you know, sports conversations. I like track and field. But the thing is that when we spend all our time talking about that doesn't have to be bad that we spend, you know, good time talking about it. Because, I mean, some people have a career with it, some people are fanatics. But when it comes to more deeper things, like what's really in us besides, you know, hobbies and special interests, we, even with the special interests, we have things in our heart that just need to be brought out. You know, if you listen to a person, for instance, if you listen to a person, let me say it this way. If you listen to a person and they have, you know, if they're angry, then when they talk, they're not necessarily having a conversation with you. They're saying things that their heart really can't hold. Or if they're stressed, or if they have anxieties or whatever, you know. So I know people, you'd be like, hey, you haven't seen them in a while. So you're, hey, how you doing? And they're like, well, the light bill is due, and this is going wrong, and this is going this way, and my life is just upside down, right? But you're thinking, I just said hi, or, you know, like, you want to know about them, and you don't want to be rude, and it's not that those things don't matter, but they're venting. You've just became an escape for them. And the thing is that what I'm trying to say is that's what's in their heart. Their stress, their anxieties, their, you know, and so it becomes kind of What do I need to do from here for that person? But when it comes to words, so the thing is that we recite in our mind these things. You know, somebody says something hurtful, we're reciting it, you know, so inwardly our spirit and even our soul has this thing, you know, that it's taken in about what someone said or what they did. But here's the thing, if you have hurt or even secret hurt, if you have bitterness or unforgiveness or resentment or any of those things like that, what happens is you're rehearsing these things, so it adds on to what everybody else has already done. And so all it does for you is prove a true lie. Because the thing is that you're not set free. You know, you're in bondage. And, you know, like, and the reason why you know is because all those things keep happening to you over and over and over and over and over and over. You know, like, I know some good people, but it seems like there's just certain areas where certain bad things just take place, right? And it's really based on what their belief is pertaining to those things. And until they change their view and get the different things out of their heart, these different things will keep recycling, unfortunately. And it doesn't have to be that way, and it can be a change and things like that. And so the thing is that when we became a Christian, we came through by the confession of our words that was in our heart. If you confess the Lord Jesus, if you believe in your heart, you know, Romans 10:9 and 10:10 talk about these things. Basically, the two things that cause you and allow you to have access to being a Christian where it's acceptable to God is two things: your confession and, well, believing in your heart and your confession. But you can't make the confession if you're not going to believe it in your heart. And so it's the key thing to everything, honestly. As natural as we are and human and in the flesh and on earth, everything in this world was started out in a supernatural way, and it doesn't turn from there. How did God speak? Or how did God create the earth or and what's in it? He spoke, right? Like, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that, let there be this. And he just spoke, let the waters separate from the, you know, from the heavens, and let it do this, let it do that. Like, he spoke. It said that we were made in his image and his likeness. He spoke, you know. So the thing is that everything became into being by speaking. You were made the same way. So what you say, especially in your own personal world, your own personal sphere of influence, things go because of how you say. So if you got to be a believer in Jesus because of your believing and confessing him, you know, that he died for your sins, that he, you know, is your Lord, you know, going down that road, how much more is there an opposite to that? And then what we do as human beings, we call it life. Well, so-and-so got cancer, or so-and-so got diabetes, or so-and-so died, or so-and-so is on the street, or so-and-so's drinking, or, you know, and so we've allowed ourselves to believe that. And so that becomes worldly and carnal thinking. And so for the Christian believer, especially the ones of us like me, where we're like really logical and 2 + 2 has to be 4 and like that, then it seems like it's easier to hold on to. It seems like it's, you know, it's the facts, and that's what we should hold on to. And but friend, what I'm telling you is the things that you speak in your life is the things that are going to attract themselves to you. And so the thing is how much more with those things that when they show up, what if we flipped it? And what if we pause the moment when we get the news? A lot of times we can do it in the moment, and sometimes we have to let that exact second go by, but there's some free time and you get to pause the moment in your heart and you get to say, you know what, this isn't me, or this isn't my portion, and you can have a change of things going on in your life. You can have a change of atmospheres. I'm not going to tell you that nothing bad will never ever happen to you. That's not what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is that it doesn't have to affect you or tear you down. You don't have to be shriveled up. You don't have to be weary or anything like that. You know, a lot of sicknesses, if we be honest, you know, a lot of sicknesses are triggered through the things that happen in us, the stresses, the fears, the different things like that. And I understand, I don't want to say it I don't want to be insensitive to what goes on, because a lot of people have different matters, and I don't want to make this like a cliche either. You know, just trust Jesus and all your problems go away. It's actually a little bit more to it than that. But on the contrary, what I am saying is the truth, and it does apply. And it's very important to know that Jesus is always working on your side. He's always working on my side. He's always rooting the very best for both of us. For both of us, you and I. And whatever you're facing, it's always for Christ I live and for Christ I die. You know, like, there's nothing on this planet that's rooting for you more than he is. And if you are sick, if you are stressed out, if you do have some extreme difficulties, and I know that's kind of common, right, in this world, but some people have certain circumstances that's just like, God help me, right? And so we'll pray for that as well before this podcast is over today. But I just want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that if you learn how to speak in alignment with the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, you'll understand how to change your world. I'm going to tell you some things, and I'm going to show you what's going on. It doesn't make me a special person or anything like that. I'm just allowing God to be God, and I'm just exercising what is in the Bible. So here's an example of something that happened to me one year. I was telling someone, yeah, I get sick once a year, and then after that, I'm really good. I'm very okay after I get that one sickness out. And, you know, like clockwork, before that time, always would get sick. And they said, well, if that's what you want, okay. And I was like, what do you mean, like, what I want? They was like, well, you're speaking it, you're saying it. That thing was really in my heart that way. Those were the facts, right? Like, I get sick around a certain time of year, and boom. Well, I thought about it, and I monitored it. And I had already gotten sick that year, so I was like, okay. So I said, so what I did was I purposed in my heart, and I said, I'm not, you know, forget that. I'm going to not get sick like this anymore, because I understood my words have power. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, right? Proverbs 18, I think that's 21. You know, just I'm going to do this. So I purpose in my heart, I'm not getting sick like this anymore. You know, Jesus is my healing, my portion. You know, we'll have to talk. We'll talk more about those types of things, because just simple believing correctly and thinking correctly in your heart changes your world. I'll speak a little bit on the thinking part in a sec as well. So just getting into it. A year went by, I didn't get sick. Well, that same year where I started this, I started to, actually, I think it was that same time the person spoke to me. And it was the same year that they said to me, if that's what you want. So this conversation didn't happen after I got sick. It was happening while I was getting sick. And so what happened was, I was at work, thought about what they said, and I was a coworker that worked in the office. I was telling them how I felt based on my symptoms. It was kind of like the flu in a way. Like, I'm really not a sickly person, but I had this confession that where it was happening for a handful of years, me getting sick like clockwork once a year. So I explained to them the symptoms and what I was feeling like. And then here comes the agreement. They said, oh, you think that's bad? Wait till that thing that's going on in your head and all that drainage. And it was sinuses as well. They was like, wait till it hits your stomach. Then you're really going to be messed up. And this is going to happen. And that's going to happen. And this is going to happen. And the old me, before I changed, you know, a day or two before, I had, you know, I would have agreed with them, but I decided, you know what, in that moment, I told her I couldn't, you know, I didn't want to go all Christianese, if I can say it that way, on her, because she wasn't a believer. So I said, you know what, this sickness is going to do what I tell it to do. I said, it's not going to drop down into my stomach. It's going to stop right as it drains. It's going to stop at the throat and come out the mouth. Sorry, I know this little TMI, but that's what I told her. I said, it's going to stop and it's going to come out the mouth and it's just going to leave my body and I'm going to be well. Friend, that wasn't a normal thing. But I tell you, even to this day, it doesn't drop down. And if mucus, it just goes just the way I said. It did what I said. To this day, I haven't, as far as I can remember, prayed another prayer about it, and then I'm well. It doesn't last long. I don't spend days or weeks or whatever in the bed, and no, it's leaving the body right about now. You know, my life changed because I changed what my heart was believing. I have lots of stories to this day where sickness tried to come, but I didn't let my belief be like, oh yeah. If you heard my temptation message, that's what I'm talking about. That's a temptation as well. The temptation to believe, oh, I'm sick. Yes, there are facts in front of you, but let me tell you something about, I'll tell you something about facts in a minute. The facts will say one thing. I'll just tell you now. Here's the thing about facts. Facts and the truth are different. You see, the thing is that facts are supposed to add up to tell you the truth, right? But the truth is something that's more born. Facts are really more pointed out. You know, if you want to know who took the cookie from the cookie jar and you got several kids in the house, you take the facts and you add them up and you start to investigate so that you can find out the truth and who did it. But the truth was born that a cookie was missing from the cookie jar the moment that the kid did it. If that can make sense to you. So the thing is that we are a lot of times what we do, even as Christians, is we spend too much time on the facts because they line up. Here's, remember the story, of the ugly duckling, you know, because people say if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, you know how that goes, is it must be a duck. Walks, talks, acts like a duck, it must be a duck. But the story of the ugly duckling was, that I can remember, was a lot of those facts was that it looked like a duck. It just was ugly. But it did all those things. And so it was assumed to be one of them, a duck. But in the end, it was a swan. Right? So things aren't always as they seem, is what I'm trying to say. And the facts will, because it's not the truth, will have you running around for a loop. You know, like the opposite of a fact is an opinion, right? But the opposite of the truth is a lie. So facts are often used, and we get into the facts based off of what we're wired to think. But the thing is we have to let the word of God be the truth, the only truth, because that's how we get set free. And so when a sickness happens in your life, or even something that's just a bad struggle, what happens is, like I said on the temptation message, you have to pause the moment, like in your heart, in your mind, you have to pause the moment, because now it's coming to where you can be overwhelmed. And you don't need to be overwhelmed. You need to be in position. And so the thing is that when it comes to that, you don't have to say, okay, I'm sick because the doctor said right? Like, I understand, and I'm not telling you, there's a lot of things that I'm not saying. And I hope that you understand my heart with this. You know, the doctor says, hey, you have stage 4 cancer, right? And you have to take this certain medicine. Take the medicine, right? Like, I don't want you to not take the medicine. But what I am saying is that, you know, if the cancer is there, you don't have to give up your hope in Jesus and even him healing you. Because sometimes people can pray a prayer, and then other times, remember the woman with the issue of blood. What was Jesus' statement to her? Your faith has made you whole. So when faith and truth collide, real power of God is released, you know? So for her, her faith says, I got to get to him. For her, the truth was, if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. Well, maybe you're not actually seeing Jesus physically to touch it, but if you rehearse in your heart these things, I believe that it creates a place where it's like touching the hem of his garment. Example, your faith, it says without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? So it's not your actions that please God, it's your faith. And again, I'm never telling anybody to never not take their medicine or anything like that. But it's the things that you're believing that give you the correct and more accurate, the most accurate chance of your circumstances being healed. And I just believe that if you can change what you've accepted, you know, for some people, it's called stubborn faith. Like, hey, I've been diagnosed with cancer, but I just refuse to believe that this is going to overtake me. I'm going to take the steps, you know, that the doctors say, but I just, and you have to have this vision for your life, right? Like, it even applies this way, without a vision, the people perish. So I like to say, you have to have, in this case, a mental picture. You know, faith provides pictures in us. Faith isn't something that you conjure up. It's not something like only the strong have it. No, faith is created by the Lord himself. It says that he's the author and the finisher of our faith, right? So he authors your faith. So he creates faith in you. So in a way, you can say that he gives you grace to believe. Because while you're on this side, it takes God to do God. Anything that God instructs us to do, even while being a believer in Christ, it takes God to do God. So God will always supply himself for whatever he's asking. That's why it's never too much. It's very important to read your word and stay in close contact with him, you know, with your prayer life. It's important to spend time worshiping God and thanking him every day. And it's not like, oh, pitiful me, I just praise you, or oh, pitiful me, I give you thanks. No, it's I am weak right now, but you're strong in me. You see, when you spend your time praising God and worshiping God, you activate things in your life. You activate him in your life a certain way that releases what you need. And it's not like, you know, some pictures that people have where it's like, because God is great and I'm small. He doesn't look at you that way. He chose to adopt you through Christ. So it can't be he's looking at you small. He made you his heir, right? Romans 8. So no, it's not like that. It's like God is all powerful, and the praise and the thanksgiving is basically a type of way of renouncing yourself. Because what we've done is we've made ourselves selfish in trying to do it all ourselves. I am like just king of once upon a time selfishness, right? Like I can do it. I got this. I can cover that. Oh yeah, I can do that. I can do it. Yeah. And that's gotten me in a lot of trouble in my life. And I just want you to know that that's just a bad role. We don't, not only do we need help in life, but we need God to do it. I mean, even Jesus in Matthew 10, he sent the apostles out two by two, not one by one, because we all need somebody. And we don't just need God, but we need somebody else with God in them. But we need the right person, though. And you pray and ask God to send that person, and they may just be a season. They may just be for a day. It might be a month. It might be a year or 2 years. But, you know, when God's done, he'll cause them to leave and bring you to the next person, because we always need somebody. But getting back, I want you to know that it's important to know. It's important to understand what you're understanding. You see, if you have bitterness or anger or any of those things, you have to let them go, and you have to repent. You have to change your view. You have to let it go. You have to surrender it. You have to give it back. You can't, you know what I mean, give it back. Jesus purchased your sin. See, you took it. It's almost like saying when you decide to be bitter, it's almost like saying you took it off the cross and put it in your heart. Because Jesus defeated bitterness in the flesh, and you don't have to have it. So you have to give it back. 1 Peter 5 says, and put all your cares unto Jesus once and for all. So the thing that's even causing you to be bitter, you have to give that up as well. That's humility right there. You have to give up yourself. You have to give up how you're doing it so that you can be free. And then from there, your heart has room to receive, you know, the things that your pride wouldn't let you have. And I understand about pride. It's just not a good thing. It's not a good look for you, because you look like him. At least he's making you to be. And so in the spirit, you start looking like him. Your heart starts to change like him because he's in you. But there has to be a surrenderance. There has to be an agreement that this is the way I'm going to do it with him. His word says this, his word says that, and I'm just going to give in. That person made me mad. That person made this choice. That person went this way, that way. But I'm going to let it go. Okay, so I'll tell you this. I'll share this. Here's an example. I was praying for a guy one time, and he was in a wheelchair. And, you know, me and just some friends, we were just praying for people. And one of the friends that I had, we were praying for this couple, but it was the husband who was in a wheelchair, and he needed help. And so what we did was we just began praying for him. But in our hearts, my friend and I were just kind of like, God, show us what we need to know. Lay it on our hearts so that we'll know, you know, like how to pray for this man. Like, what's going on with this man? And so we began praying, and we're like, you know, we stopped and we felt like we should ask him some questions, like, cause we got a picture. And I was like, okay, someone offended you. What happened? Like, somebody really hurt you. And you know, I was like, I understand we all have hurt, but you have something really deep in your heart. And, I won't expose his personal business, but we'll just say that someone close to him made a choice in their life that really affected his heart. Like, it really messed him up emotionally, and he just hasn't been able to let it go. And I'm just like, you know, my friend and I were actually like, oh, wow. You know, I mean, if you would hear it, you would actually be a little, you know, mouth on the floor as well. And so I said, you know, I don't want to say this in an insensitive way, but this is the thing that we were seeing, that you had something in your heart that's blocking your healing. You know, like, we're praying the right things, but in his case, this isn't every case, but in his case, it was important for him to, I had to tell it to him this way, because I could understand where he was coming from, but in the end, it was still his pride that blocked him getting any type of healing, anything. Like, sometimes healing is in parts. I've seen physical healing, friends. I've known it to be true. Cancers heal, wheelchairs, just, it's real. And it's not a hoax. I've even had things for me being healed. I have my own stories, just personal stories. No one prayed for me in some of these, just God just doing it himself. Just the principles that I'm teaching you today and putting your mind on him. And I'll get to that in a second. I want to finish with this man. So we talked to him, and I can't remember if he was paralyzed from the legs down, or if he could, no, he wasn't paralyzed from the legs down, because I remember he was able to stand up, but he wasn't really able to walk. And so, I said, the more that you let this go with this person, the more you're going to see. And this was just for him. This isn't an answer for all problems for people who are sick. This is just his own custom fit thing that applies to him. It does apply to us, where we should let go and not being pride, but this is what God had laid on our heart for him. And I said, the more you let go, the more you're going to be healed. And it's, you know, it's like an exchange. You know, if the more parts you let go of for being offended and in pride because you refuse to forgive, I said, the more you're going to, in basically in an exchange, you're going to see healing in different areas come. And friend, let me fast forward and tell you, he didn't get completely healed because it was a deep issue. But we watched that man's heart just start to open up. And he started having mobility in areas that he couldn't move, and strength was getting in his body. And we worked with him for like 45 minutes or more, just watching things take place, just him getting better and better. And we said, hey, when you go home, this is going to keep going on. It's not going to stop, you know, from here. And it kept getting better and better. And we're just, I mean, me and my friend, we looked at each other like, wow, you know, like, this is getting, like, I wanted to stay all day, but there were other people waiting. So we had to kind of move it along. And I've ran into a lot of situations like that, where you pray for people and you say, God, what's happening? What's on your heart for this person? Like, sometimes I just ask, how do they get healed? And it's almost always in my experience, just in mine. I'm not a full expert. I can't tell you that this is the reason for everything, because not everything is a spirit of infirmity. And even if it is, the security guard, so to speak, that would block it is the things that I'm talking about. It's the things that are in people's heart. It's the things that people have in their mind. This is what they've chosen to believe. And so when they speak from this source in their heart, it speaks forms of death, even for their prosperity in their body. But the thing is, friend, is that God has love and he has his goodness, and we have to learn to drop that, like for that man, like that man's case. And we have to learn to receive what God's been trying to give us all along. The man was healing as he was exchanging his pride and his offense and his hurt. And believe me, if I told you what was going on, you grab your heart and you'd be like, oh my, and you'd be able to understand. But even in that, in the end, friend, it's still not okay. You know, wrong is wrong. But God, he does have grace for us, and he has love, and he wants to give it. And for him, God is more like one or the other. But he, at times, will choose to love you through it. But there will come a time where it seems like God's letting you have your cake and eat it too. But it's only so that you can choose in the end. You have to choose God and what he's giving you, or you have to choose yourself, because everything's not the devil. Everything, whether God or the devil, always starts with us. There's a belief that we have. There's an opinion that we have. There's a fact that we hold to be true somewhere. And it's drawing God or the devil. Somebody is empowering something that you believe. And it's up to you to choose which one you're going to believe. Because God is love at all times. And he's not going to ever try to curse you or do all these things when you're his. And I know there are people that believe different, but it's not true. And they'll go into the Bible and point things out and misunderstand the point. And I mean, I could go in the Bible and read point it out, but you get to choose for yourself, right? Like, you get to choose, is what I'm saying right or is it wrong? And you can say, well, look at me, this and that. But often, friend, we misunderstand and we assume things and we're wrong. I've had a bad section in my life from assuming and being wrong and prideful. And it's cost me a lot. a lot of bad things in time, and then time goes by and I see that I'm wrong. And then I have to let go of the pride part to say, okay, you know what? I was wrong. And then I have to repent. And when I do, boom, there's a complete change. So I decided I just don't want to be that prideful guy anymore. You know, I just get it over with in the beginning so it doesn't get harder and harder and harder. I want a new habit now. And friend, I'm inviting you through this message to be that same if this applies to you. And it may not, but if it does, I'm inviting you for the change. You know, it's just you listening to it to me. You and me, you're listening, I'm talking. And, you know, you're not in front of a big crowd, you know, as far as I know, at least. Or maybe nobody knows that in your heart, you're raising your hand, so to speak. But if it's you, just change. Change isn't hard. It really isn't. It's a simple decision. It's something that you now purpose in your heart. And that's just the bottom line. You get to purpose this thing in your heart. And you get to just make a decision. And you talk to God from your heart. God, I don't want to be this way. I don't know. You might even say, I don't know how to change or what to do. But if you lead me, if you show me, I'm willing to make the changes. You know, that's a powerful prayer. It doesn't take 10 long minutes or 5 long minutes, just a few seconds. Because what you want in the end is to not just make the choice. You want to be able to you want to be able to change what you're believing. And it's always important to believe Jesus. It's always important to believe, but also correctly understand what you're believing about him. Because when things go wrong, friend, let's face it, Jesus or God is always the one who did it to us. It's his fault. You know, he's the one who gave me this sickness, or he's the one that let that person die, or it's not true. It's not true. There's a lot more factors to consider and know for each custom situation, you know. And so there's so much to say, and I'm pretty confident, let me say it that way, that for the average person, if you told me why you were angry at God, but you do believe in him, or you once did, I'm pretty confident that for a lot of people, I could show you something different than what you're hoping to be true, because there's just things that God isn't doing. Remember in Revelation, it talked about the accuser of the brethren, talking about Satan himself, and that he was accusing, but he does that with God too. He tries to take God's name and accuse him for doing a thing to you, just so that he can keep gaining the access that he has. And that's how you don't get healed. That's how your circumstances don't change. And that's how you stay stuck. This is his device on you. It's a deception. It's a lie. It's a lot of things. But he didn't do that to you. One or two people did. You could blame the devil, but the root cause, honestly, that I've learned the hard way is you did it. I did it. We made those decisions. Then the devil came in, and then he did certain things. But the thing is understanding what we did, because most people are saying all I did was. But often, friend, it's something that you said, it's something that you believe. There's a change that you have to make that you haven't made. You have to make these changes, or in what you're believing, or it'll just be a cycle. It'll just be a pattern. It'll just be something that just shouldn't be. And so you have to make those changes. You have to be brave enough. And even if you don't know how, you know, we're going to pray. But even if you don't know how, this should be a continual conversation with the Lord in your heart. I'm going to show you things that you should be saying to him. You know, you should say to the Lord, I don't know what to say to you here, but I do want to change. You should say to him, I I believe you can help me. And I want you to help me. I'm willing to surrender. I'm willing to give up this way or that habit or these thoughts. They did do this to me, Lord, and I feel like they deserve this or that. But I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to trust you to make it right. I'm going to trust you. Your throne was built on truth and justice. That's what your throne is built on. So I'm trusting you with it, that you're going to judge it fair and right. And I'm just going to move out of your way. And then from your heart, when you really mean it, a weight should feel like it's lifted off of you, because you've removed your pride, right? The stony heart, if it's stony, right, that means there's weights in there. But the stones, the rocks can come out of your heart. They can come off of it. So you should feel lighter. Right? So here's the thing, friend. We're choosing what we believe. We were made in God's image, where he spoke the earth and all the things that's in it into creation. So words are powerful. We're in his image and in his likeness. And now that we're in Christ, all power lives in us. What do you mean all power lives in us? Well, God himself, he lives in us. He's all power. He's all powerful. So you're partnering with somebody, right? Like you're partnering with somebody. It's just important to know that you're partnering with somebody, whether heavenly or demonically. Your words are partnering. What is that? I believe it's Psalm 103. It talks about how his angels are hearkening unto the word of God. In other words, short version, they're looking for the things that they're looking at the things you say, and anything that's in agreement with God and his word, boom, they're on it. Word, your world is being created and transformed. Right? Like, so you bless and curse yourself every day. You bring life or death to yourself because of the facts that you believe about yourself. But your facts aren't good enough. The word is perfect. And the things that Jesus spoke about you since, you know, post-cross, not pre-cross, post-cross. You have to see yourself that way. You're his beloved. You're the one he died for. God so loved the world, the whole world, that he gave his son to die for you and me. John 3:16. Like you have to believe that. You have to believe that to God you were good enough to die for, that he loves you with an everlasting love that's just forever. Right, you have to hold that to be true, but he can't love you with these lies in your head. Because if Satan's involved, it says he's the father of lies. And it says that when he speaks from the nature or the resource that he is. And so it comes from that place. There is no truth in him. So if he grabs a truth or speaks to a truth, it becomes a true lie. So it's like having death and life at the same time. But the thing that's going to produce the most is death, right? Like, so in other words, something's not going to prosper in you. So you have to shift. You have to be different in that way or in that area, because you've allowed yourself to take on something through what you're believing, and you have to change it. So it has to be different. It has to be a certain way, right? So this is how you do that. So you have to just, you have to be able to just shift, you know, you have to change, you have to be better. And you get to be better by the words and the choices that you have. So you get to be better by believing the word of God. You get to be better by seeing yourself different through God's eyes, praying and asking him to show you how he views you through Jesus. Don't just say, how do you see me? So once you bring Jesus in the prayer, Father, how do you see me? Father God, how do you see me through through your son, Jesus? Well, he's going to see you on the same level of Jesus. That was part of the point of him dying. So once you get to that point, it becomes life. If you see yourself negatively, then the accuser of the brethren is active, right? So then you learn what he's taught you about himself. You begin seeing it about other people, and then they start changing before you. I'm gonna tell you what rejection is. Rejection, and believe me, I have quite the story for that. I'm not gonna claim it's the worst experience ever, but it's pretty deep. But just cutting to it, rejection is pretty much just the things that people have, the things that you've agreed on, that you've accepted in your heart, and it's become your culture. And so the thing is that because we received it that way, more and more people and things and circumstances will always come in a rejection form. So we have to learn to let it go so that we can be healed, so that things can change. I'm not saying that all these things that I've told you is 1, 2, 3, okay, it's all going away and nothing will ever happen again. I'm not telling you that. It is possible for a lot of the damage to be broken off in a moment, you know, just boom right there. And then, but no matter what, it's still a process, because even if it's gone, you need to learn how to fill yourself with the things that should actually be there. Because it's either the right thing is in you or the wrong thing is in you. And it has to be decided. It has to be decided what you're taking in. So that's that. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, because I want to start turning to make some shorter recordings, but I'm almost at an hour now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just pray, and then we're just going to end it for now. But believe me, I have so much to say. I got years worth of stuff. I could keep going for years. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. If you've been listening to the podcast, I have you join me, and then I pray, and then we're just going to go from there and end it. Okay, so repeat after me. Say, Lord, I know that in my heart I've had some issues that I've allowed to be in there. There are some things that hindered me and that affect me deeply. Lord, it wasn't fair. It wasn't right. And it just affected me so bad, I didn't know how to get over it. But say, Lord, I trust you. I know that you love me. Lord, you love me. Lord, you love me. Lord, you love me. So I receive your love. And I put my trust in you. And with that trust, Lord, I give you all of me. I give you all of the matter. I give you what they did. I give you what happened. I give you what was said. I give you my brokenness. I give you my immobility. I give you everything. And now, in the name of Jesus, I break off every word curse that was spoken on me and against me and even on the people that I spoke to I just deplete the blood of Jesus over all the matters, over what I've done. Lord, let your blood cover it. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. I take faith, Lord, that you've healed me right now in every way, known to me and unknown to me. Thank you right now by faith for the healing. I receive it and I know that it's working. Thank you, Lord. You did it again. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friend, now for me, I'm going to pray for you. And then that'll be it. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for the listeners here and all who they'll share this with. We just thank you for it. I thank you that you love your people. I thank you that you're with them and in their corner. And as you were with Moses, Lord, so you are with them. And I just thank you. So right now, Lord, you're still a healer. And we just ask you to release the anointing right now, that it would begin to go and heal the wounds. Heal the wounds, God. Heal the wounds. You said in your word that you came to set the captive free. And those who are captive, whether literally or in their heart or their mind, you know, things were bothering them. We just released the anointing to break the yoke right now. The thing that they were yoked to, we just right now, the anointing, go and break the yoke right now in Jesus' name. We take authority over every word curse in any form, and we just break its power. We command it to be inactive like the fig tree in Jesus' name. And Father, we just declare that all is healed and all is well. Just right now, we just release healing for all manner of sickness and disease. Lord, you still heal, God. You still heal in Jesus' name. And I just declare healing, that healing would be released to go and heal the matters, to heal people's hearts, their minds, and their physical conditions in their body, Lord. Lord, you can do it. They can wake up with a new foot. They can wake up cancer-free. They can wake up with a whole heart. They can wake up with the incurable disease now healed. Lord, I just declare it to be so, that they're healed in Jesus' name, God. And I just thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Lord, cover them. Keep them in their perfect mind, perfect peace right now, because you are the Prince of Peace. You're Almighty God, and we just thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen. So, friend, thank you for joining me. Something that I didn't get to say at the beginning. I'm able to notice on the podcast that a lot of people are checking this out and listening and are playing the messages, and I just want to say I appreciate all you guys, whether you're sharing it with one person or a group of people or whatever is being said. I just appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for participating by listening and praying with us. And I'm not sure if I've ever said it, but it's not just me, but there's several guys. I actually have a team. We pray for you guys. All the listeners that ever will hear it, whether now or later, we pray for you guys. We're praying for your families. We're praying for your best. And over time, this thing will grow and get bigger and better. And we're praying that you get in your life bigger and better and closer to the Lord, and that he just manifests himself in such an awesome way. And so we're just excited. You know, this thing is getting big. I haven't done much with it, but on Facebook, I have a page called Jesus Talk. And please feel free to share anything that God is doing in your life through this podcast. Anything positive, for sure. Anything you've learned, anything that's been helpful. Or you can even comment in the comment section on this podcast. This Jesus Talk is also on Amazon, Spotify, Deezer. These same messages, you can find them on there as well. You can react to them. But again, my team and I, we are really excited every day, honestly, we're just excited to hear we're excited to hear back from you guys. We just thrive off of what we believe and hold to be true that God is doing. And we just want you guys to know that even though we don't see you, we love you because God loves you. And we're just rooting for you in our prayers. We're fighting for you. We're like, go, 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 go. We're rooting for you. We don't care what you've done, what you look like. We don't really care. We're for what God is for, and we're just so excited. And so I just want you to be encouraged and blessed and prosper and just believe God. That's the thing. We don't want to be anybody spectacular, you know, to you. We want Jesus to be spectacular. We want Jesus to be your everything. And any story I tell you is never to look any certain way, because he's far more better than I am. I follow him, and I love him. And as we go on, we'll talk more and more and more about Jesus and what he's done for me. And you'll hear more of my story. But for now, I wanted you to know that bit. We would appreciate any good comments you have, any good feedback, any way this has helped you. If you hit like, this way we'll know. I'm not sure that those parts are public or not, but it'll definitely help us to know of the good that we're doing for you. So, but without further ado, I just want to say God bless you guys. God bless you, and amen. Just have and enjoy your day and week. Amen.